events at Arunachala Ashrama, New York City. The 100th birth anniversary of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, our venerable founder and beloved friend, was celebrated on Saturday, November 12th. Many years ago, when people offered him praise, Bhagavat used to insist that no one could ever call him a yogi unless and until his dream of building a temple on Fifth Avenue in the New York City had been realized. Here, in the incomparably beautiful and simple shrine built in the honor of his and our Guru Sri Ramana, we feel that Bhagavat must surely have relented words of praise, warm memories, humorous anecdotes, and instructive stories from friends like Dennis Hartle, Margot Martin, Virat Bhatt, Eric Ford, Darlene Delisi Karamanos, and Evelyn Casilev Sapphire, brought out the many ways in which Bhagavat guided, encouraged, and instructed the young people who gathered by his side in their formative young adult years. Following words of welcome and an informal narration in which Dennis Hartle described how Bhagavat first explained to him how to meditate by following the sound of a mantra to its source in the heart, a video of Bhagavat doing our evening recitation of hymns in Sanskrit and Hindi was played, and we all sang along. Bhagavata always emphasized to his friends the need for regular spiritual practice or abhyasa, first and foremost, a practice which he described as digging ditches. So it was appropriate that we all chanted together this hallowed litany that formed the backbone of our evening spiritual practice for over 2 decades. Brimming over with the wish to share the wealth of his experience with those by his side, Bhagavat would often regale his friends with stories from the treasured trove of Indian village wisdom. One such storybook he would read from, Ek Lota Pani, was brought to life by interpreter at the celebration by the actor, editor, and friend Virat Bhatt. Bhagavat also shared his love and devotion to Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Prayer manuscripts that he wrote daily on his beloved typewriter, Hermes 3000. Darlene Delisi Karamanos read a page from one such manuscript. Totally unique, these writings offer an insight into the unusual depth of devotion, faith, and abundance that Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat enjoyed in silence. The program concluded with words of Bhagavat himself, as captured in 1989 on a video in the Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, Canada. Here, Bhagavat proclaimed his wish to never stop serving, worshipping, and loving his friends. Witnessing such depth of love, affection, devotion, and friendship, one could easily understand how Bhagavat tied the hearts of his friends not to himself as an individual, but to the high-minded life of devotion, dedication, and spiritual practice that he aspired for all to follow in the name of Bhagavan Sri Ramana. A beautiful bronze bust of Bhagavat created by James Hartle was unveiled, and the original cast was offered as a gift to Bhagavat's son, Bhaskara Prasad Singh, who was also in attendance.